Go, my flock, go get you hence, seek a better place of feeding, where you may have some defence from the storms in my breast breeding, and the showers, and showers from mine eyes proceeding. Leave a wretch in whom all woe can abide to keep no measure, merry flock, such one forgo, unto whom mirth is displeasure, only rich in mischief's treasure. Yet, alas, before you go, hear your woeful master's story, which to stones I else would show, sorrow only then hath glory, when 'tis excellently sorry. Stella, fiercest shepherdess, fiercest... Stella, fiercest shepherdess, fiercest but yet fairest ever. Stella, whom, O heaven, still bliss, though against me she persever, though I bliss inherit never. Stella hath refused me, Stella, who more love hath proved in this caitiff heart to be, than can in good use be moved toward lambkins best beloved. Stella hath refused me. Astrophil, that so well served in this pleasant spring must see, while in pride flowers be preserved, himself only winter starved. Why, alas, doth she then swear that she loveth me so dearly, seeing me so long to bear coals of love that burn so clearly, and yet leave me helpless merely? Is that love? Forsooth, I trow. Is that love? Forsooth, I trow. If I saw my good dog grieved, and a help for him did know, my love should not be believed, but he were by me relieved. Is that love? Forsooth, I trow. If I saw my good dog grieved, and a help for him did know, my love should not be believed, but he were by me relieved. No. She hates me well away, feigning love somewhat to please me, for she knows if she display all her hate, death soon would seize me, and of hideous torments ease me. Then adieu, dear flock, adieu. But alas, if in your straying heavenly Stella meet with you, tell her in your piteous blaying, her poor slave's unjust decaying. Go, my flock, go get you hence, seek a better place of feeding, where you may have some defence from the storms of my breast breeding, and showers from mine eyes proceeding. Leave a wretch in whom all woe can abide to keep no measure. Merry flock, such one forgo, unto whom mirth is displeasure, only rich in mischief's treasure. Yet, alas, before you go, hear your woeful master's story, which to stones I else would show, sorrow only then hath glory, when 'tis excellently sorry. Stella, fiercest shepherdess, fiercest but yet fairest ever. Stella, whom, O heaven, still bless, though against me she persever, though I bliss inherit never. Stella hath refused me. Stella, who more love hath proved in this caitiff heart to be, than can in good use be moved toward lambkins best beloved. Stella hath refused me. Astrophil, that so well served in this pleasant spring must see, while in pride flowers be preserved, himself only winter starved. Why, alas, doth she then swear that she loveth me so dearly, seeing me so long to bear coals of love that burn so clearly, and yet leave me helpless merely? Is that love? Forsooth, I trow, if I saw my good dog grieved, and a help for him did know, my love should not be believed, but he were by me relieved. No. She hates me.
Well away. Feigning love somewhat to please me, for she knows if she display all her hate, death soon would seize me, and of hideous torments ease me.
Then adieu, dear flock, adieu. But alas, if in your straying heavenly Stella meet with you, tell her in your piteous blaying, her poor slave's unjust decaying.